Welcome to Angelic Inspirations podcast show. Today's special guest is Richard Damian. Richard has supported thousands in receiving vibrational alignment for over 30 years. Through life coaching, intuitive readings, and hand-on energy work, he led his first healing circle for people with HIV, AIDS in London, Paris, and Edinburgh. Richard's clients have included leading members of Broadway, theater, film, music, television, fashion, art, and alternative healing communities. He is the author of A Monk in the World. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Rosie.
How are you doing today, Richard?
I'm good. It's sort of a little gloomy and overcast in Chicago, but I'm good.
Well, as I was telling you off the air, we were having a real good day where I couldn't get my computer up. So I appreciate your indulgence in dealing with these situations here today.
You're welcome. Sometimes I've discovered that sometimes because I work with a lot of vibrational energy that sometimes, you know, machines and things can break down around me sometimes.
Well, this was the interesting part where squirrels were chewing on the wire, so it was out of my control. Okay, Richard, we will start on what is vibrational alignment?
Okay, vibrational alignment is the experience of knowing what you desire and knowing and feeling in your body that you are on the path to having it. In other words, you vibrate or emanate the feeling of already having what it is you desire. Even if it's not there physically, you are vibrating, for instance, having a wonderful loving relationship or having great creative success or financial success or vibrating health and well-being, so that as you're living your life, you are feeling and vibrating and emanating the energy that you already have what you desire, which begins to attract more and more what you desire, as opposed to vibrating, I don't have it, I don't have it, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough love, I have lousy health, no one cares about me, I'm all alone. You know, then you vibrate that to the world. But when you're really in alignment with your desires and your feelings and your spirit and your body, then you begin to attract what you desire. So it's all about vibration. Have you ever felt that, Rosie?
Yes, I have, and I find it very interesting of what you're talking about, because I agree 100% on it, that if you're affected by your health or if you're not in alignment in some area, even if it's a physical alignment, that it seems like everything, you're really stressed out and everything seems to go downhill very rapidly for you. And then you start wondering, is this ever going to let up? And then you start thinking the negative.
Exactly.
So when you're talking about vibrational alignment, it's not just emotional, it's physical and spiritual and all that, correct?
Exactly. And, you know, when you go to a chiropractor, he or she brings your spine into alignment. Well, what I do is I bring every part of you in alignment with what you desire, and I do it over the phone as well as in person. You don't have to be right here with me. And it's something that's available for everyone. You know, I'm sure you, Rosie, and a lot of our readers are familiar. Our listeners are familiar with the teachings of Abraham.
Yes.
Esther and Jerry Hicks. And people come to me and they love those books, but they say to me, but I still don't know how to come into vibrational alignment. They don't have the experience of it. They're reading it, but they haven't felt it yet. And what I'm able to do is give people the direct experience of being in vibrational alignment and giving them the tools to maintain it, because as human beings, we can lose it. It doesn't mean you get it and that's it for the rest of your life, Rosie. You're in vibrational alignment. It doesn't quite work that way. It's something that you have to keep maintaining and recreating over and over again. But sometimes we feel so strongly that we desire something and we're going to have it that there is no effort and we do have it. I'd like to just share an example, Rosie, if I may.
Sure.
Where when I was 10 years old, there was a Broadway show that opened called Oliver, and I was so clear that I was going to be in that show that I told my parents and I told all my friends, and I was acting and singing professionally, but I had never done a Broadway show, and I was so clear that I was going to get in that show and be in that show. And then my father did contact the producer, David Merrick. I did get an audition. There were 250 boys, little boys, and I was the one that they picked. And that was the proof to me. It was like a pivotal experience showing me that when you feel something and when you know something and you sense it and there is no doubt, there's no way that it can't not happen. Has that ever happened to you, Rosie?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I find it very interesting that you're talking about this. It's almost like you're actually, in your work, you're doing kind of like visualization. And in that visualization, you're actually feeling everything that you're doing in a positive note.
Yes. Yes, you feel it as if it's happening. You use your imagination. You dare to dream. You know, many of us are afraid to dream because we're so disappointed. But it's like we have to dare to dream, to have the courage to dream and to feel what we desire and to feel it in our body. A lot of people just feel it in their head. And what I do is I work with people so that they can feel it with their whole body. And when you start feeling it with your whole body, it becomes more and more of your reality. And then you start seeing it occurring around you.
You also talk about, you do this over the phone, so individuals, clients that you do, are not, their presence is not necessary. Is that correct?
That is correct. I mean, I do work with people in person if we're in the same town, but right now the major bulk of the work I do is over the phone, and people report that they feel the difference, that it is tangible and specific and empowering, and I give them the very simple tools to use so that they're not dependent on me, and they go out there and they apply it in their life, and things, wonderful things start happening for them.
That's great. You are listening to Angelic Inspirations Podcast Radio Show at www.angelicinspirationspodcast.com. You're listening to Angelic Inspirations Podcast Radio Show at angelicinspirationsradio.com. We also have a website listing under angelicinspirationspodcastradio.com. Today's special expert guest is Richard Damien. Richard is a life coach, intuitive reader, hands-on energy worker, and author of A Monk in the World. Marianne Williamson states that his book, A Monk in the World, makes sense of the nexus between spirit and matter. Damien shows who to live fully in the world while rising above it all at the same time. This book is a real contribution. Richard, when we're talking about your book, The Monk in the World, I found it really hard to put down. I just was fascinated with your writings in this book.
Thank you.
Can you share a little bit more information about your book with your listeners?
Absolutely. That book comes out of many different seminars that I led around the country and in Europe, dealing with different topics such as how to deal with your emotions, because many of us are stuck by our emotions and we don't know how to move forward with them. So what I do in the book to a great degree is I provide tools and techniques and ways to bring spiritual awareness to every area of your life, including your relationships, your relationship to your body, to others, to your creativity, to money, to self-expression. And what I think is a little different about the book is that I am using a lot of my own experience showing people that it's attainable and that there's not a separation anymore from being a monk, for instance, a monk or a nun in a monastery or in a convent or in an ashram. That's the old model of the world, which says that spirituality is separate from life or society, and only the holy or only the greatly enlightened are spiritual, and the rest of us are struggling and hitting our heads against the wall. Instead, what the book is about is bringing it together and showing, no, you can bring your spirituality and your awareness to every moment of your life. It's attainable, and you can do it again and again. And hopefully, does that make sense to you, Rosie?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
When we were talking about you doing work over the phone, we talked about the visualization. Can you give us an example of a client and how you've worked with them, maybe an experience where it's helped them, and maybe they have some kind of anxiety or problem that they had that you can share with our listeners?
Okay.
To explain a little bit further about how you do your work?
Absolutely.
Not giving away any special information, but just
okay.
Just so people understand.
Yeah, I won't mention any names, but no, for instance, someone came to me who was, she's a consultant. She does consulting for businesses. And she had a series of different jobs where she basically gave too much in her jobs and was very frustrated, was not treated with respect, and was given really the low end of the deal. And she was very frustrated because she knew that she had so much to contribute and that her work was so valuable, but people were not appreciating her or monetarily rewarding her the way she desired and deserved. So we did the work bringing her into alignment, and she went out there and she left a position, a 9-to-5 salaried position where she was one of the executives in a corporation, and began to do her consulting separately from that. And she has been attracting amazing opportunities, business, income, all over the country, where people have just been drawn to her and attracted to her. And now she's able to do the work that she really wants to do. And what she realized was that underneath it all, she didn't believe that she could really have what she desired, and she felt she had to keep proving how good she was, how worthy she was, before people could acknowledge that she had a great gift and deserved to be treated well for it. And now she is paid very well, very successful, has a book coming out, and is doing a national lecture tour. So it's completely turned around for her.
Now, when we talk about the vibrational alignment, can you explain a little bit further into that? You know, it's for our listeners, it's the physical aspects, but there's spiritual, and there's also what we call the chakra alignment, and
yes,
various different degrees of that. Could you go further into that?
Yes. Well, let's say, for instance, that I do a process with someone. You know, what happens is when I'm working with you on the phone or in person, I'll usually have you lie down and go within. And I'm a Reiki master, so I'm sending long-distance Reiki healing energy through your body, and I'm guiding you through a specific process. And let's say you want to experience being really connected in alignment with the harmony of the universe. So I will take you through a specific process with your eyes closed, where you will go into your cellular memory and connect to experiences of being in harmony with the universe and feeling safe and feeling connected. And while I'm taking you through this, I'm doing the energetic work on your chakras and your body and such. And then I give you specific statements to affirm to keep you in alignment and show you how to use your imagination to keep recreating it so that it's something you can do on a daily basis. I ask people to do the homework twice a day for 10 or 15 minutes, and sometimes people write it down on an index card, Rosie, and they bring it with them to work or on the subway or whatever, and they, before they go on that date, let's say they're going on a blind date and they're, you know, afraid of putting themselves out there, they look at the card, they do the exercise, they bring themselves into alignment, and then they step into the experience and they have a good time and they feel connected to who they are. Or they go on a job interview, or they ask a bank official for a loan, or they do things they want to do in their life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You were also mentioning here about the vibrational alignment exercise that you give them. This is something that they have to be willing to do to be able to change their lives. You cannot take and change it for them or force them or brainwash them or anything like that. It's
absolutely
something that they have to want to do.
Yes, I give them the experience of being in alignment and the tools to maintain it. But everyone has free will, and if they don't choose to do it, that is their choice. No one is forcing them to do it. My work is not about changing people. It's not about forcing people to change or to be different. It's about loving and accepting yourself as you are and bringing yourself into a state of alignment so that you can have more and more of what you desire in your life.
What you're actually saying is that people that usually come to you are ones that are wanting to change their lives, willing to change it, willing to do the exercises, and make necessary adjustments to their life to move forward on a new level.
Yes. I would say if people, you know, are willing to invest the time and the money, that usually there's some degree of seriousness there. I'm sure you have found that in working with people as well, Rosie.
Yes.
You know, if they're going to commit time and money, they want something from this experience. They have an investment in it. They want to get something out of it. And they do. You know, if people do the process I give them and apply it in their life, they do experience the results. I've been doing it for 30 years, and I've had thousands of people affirm to me that they do get wonderful results in their life, and that's what makes it all worthwhile for me.
Now, when you were talking about doing these exercises and the vibrational alignment,
mm-hmm.
and that it's not something that's going to last for the lifetime once you do it, you have to continue to do it on a regular basis, depending upon your own system. Each person is different. Is that correct?
Each person, well, I don't mean that they have to work with me for the rest of their life.
No, no. I'm saying that they need to do the exercises or whatever that has been holding them back or blocking them on a regular basis themselves in order. It's not something that's going to, you do it once and it's going to be perfect the rest of your life.
There is no quick fix, and my work is not about fixing things. My work is about empowering people to change their energy and experience their spirituality, their creativity in their day-to-day life. And what happens in life, as we all know, is that sometimes we have a day when nothing goes right. You know, no matter how enlightened you are, no matter how aware you are, we have some days where nothing goes right and we are tested and challenged, you know, whether it's with the dog, the cat,
no. Remembering my experience from this morning already,
like
huh?
Girls chewing cords. You know, it's like it happens to all of us. So it's like at those times, it's so easy to lose your vibrational alignment and to just keep going into the negative. And then things just get worse and worse and worse. I mean, it happens to all of us. We all know what that is. I know what it is. you know, I have moments where I go to those places of negativity, and then I realize, wait a minute, this is not how I want to live my life. And then I use the tools that I know to turn it around, and then things get better and better. Or at the very least, I feel better. I feel at peace. And I think that's the real essence of my work, is bringing people the experience of inner peace so that you can keep returning to feeling at peace within yourself, even if things are crazy around you, and this is a crazy world right now. Don't you find that in your work with people, Rosie?
Yes. And I was going to say, Richard, don't you also find that when you yourself are doing your work, or you're encouraging your patients or clients to do the work, you also find that being in the sunshine or being in nature helps restore some of the balance as well?
Absolutely, and I have actually sent some of my urban clients to go into nature as part of their homework. And one of them went to Mexico by the ocean for a week. Another one went to the desert. People have gone to Hawaii or the mountains or the waterfalls. And I've led retreats in these different places as well to bring especially urban folks into nature. So it's much more supportive. The way I look at it, Rosie, is it's a lot easier to feel connected for most people when you're in nature. Have you found that?
Yes, I have. And it just really is very grounding and centering. And, you know, for some reason, I just got in a vision that you use that a lot in your work, where you identify with people and use that. So that's why I brought that up. What would it look like when someone is in more in alignment, vibrational wise, and maintaining it?
Okay, what it would look like is that if you were looking at the what would it feel like for the person, or what would it look like being with that person?
Look like being with the person, but also for the person that is in-tuned, what we call in-tuned or in alignment.
Okay.
What they're feeling.
Okay. Well, the person in alignment would feel very good about their life, and they would be having an experience of gratitude, and they would feel, you know, I love my life, I love being here. And they would be seeing or having the experience of life being more and more positive inwardly. It would be a real experience. You know, I love my life. I feel connected to people, to nature, to animals, to the universe, to God. It's all very real for me. And that person would be feeling that and bringing that to their relationships and their work. The people around them would basically be witnessing being around someone who's really not negative. You know, being around someone, it doesn't mean they have blinders over their eyes and they don't see what's going on in the world, and they don't see a tsunami, or they don't see financial problems with the economy. But it means that they choose to see things differently. They choose to be of a different vibration, so that instead of feeding all the negativity and the worry and the upset that people get hooked into, they're not feeding that, and they're looking differently and contributing, I guess you'd say, Rosie, more an energy of hope, you know, and that there's another way of living. It's really people who are in alignment are more in a state of love, because they're not living in resistance. They're not resisting people. They're not resisting life. They're in a state of fluidity and love, and people enjoy being around them. That's how I would describe that.
Okay. Now, when we're talking about love and peace, you know, there's a lot of that in our world. But I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here. And if somebody, like, for instance, has had a lot of negativity in their life, and they're around negativity constantly, and they're being bombarded even though they're trying to be loving and peaceful. What is What would you suggest or advise for them to do in order to help block out that negativity if they're around it all the time and they can't get away from it? You know, like, for instance, if it's in the family,
right,
or a business associates, you know, they can't just quit their job. They can't divorce their family, you know, get rid of their kids and things like that if there's a lot of negativity or issues there in the family. Mm-hmm. But they're trying to maintain their level of alignment, vibrational alignment, spirituality, and peace and love. Do you have any advice or recommendations for our listeners?
That is such a good question. Basically, I think we all can relate to that to some degree.
Yes.
We all have some negativity in our lives. And basically, what I would recommend for people, whether they work with me or not, is to first look at what you are grateful for within the environment that you're in, to keep finding something that you're grateful. And then in the people around you, even if they're negative or gossiping or complaining and moaning about their lot in life, to also just look in them with your perception, you know, what can I see that is positive in them? There's a beautiful affirmation I work with people, which is very simple, where I have people affirm, I'm determined to see things differently. I'm determined to see the light in everyone and everything. And if you begin to apply that, even if you're in an environment that's uncomfortable or emotionally or physically taxing, you can begin to have a different experience of being there because you're not in a state of resistance. The whole secret, Rosie, the way I look at it is, there's a saying that one of my spiritual teachers said, what you resist persists. So when you keep resisting and resisting your circumstances or resisting people the way they are, it will continue and continue. No matter where you move, no matter what job you take, the same thing will keep recreating itself over and over. But when you allow yourself, if you're going to be where you are, if you're going to stay in that job or stay in that relationship and not leave, when you choose to give up the resistance and to begin to see things differently, the miracle is that around you, people respond to that. It doesn't mean you can force people to change or that they're going to really be any different, but they can't help but respond to where you are. And if you are in vibrational alignment, at least you will feel at peace and you're contributing peace to the environment. Whether they like it or not, you are feeling it. You are creating it. And that's ultimately the only place we have power or control, isn't it, over our own experience.
You're basically saying that, what we were talking about previously, that the individual themselves, if they're focusing on the negative or the negative things happening around them or the negativity in that person, that's also contributing. It's not causing it, but it's a contributing factor, so that we need to be thinking of something, like, for instance, if someone's being really angry at you, you need to be focusing on something that you liked about this person at one point and try to think more positively and let that show through.
Okay, that's a good question. You ask good questions, Rosie. If someone is angry with you and they're verbally expressing it to you, you know, I don't encourage people to be wimps in life.
That's right.
You know, or victims, and to just, you know, take the 20 lashes. I don't support that. You know, I believe you can hear what the person's saying, but it's important to speak from your truth, what you feel, what you need, what you will accept and what you won't accept. So anything abusive, whether it's emotional or physical, especially dealing with anger, which can lead to violence, you know, I don't support people in being passive and just sitting and taking it. I support people either in leaving that situation or relationship or job, or, you know, affirming to the person that this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. Now, at that moment, you may be afraid or you may be angry. You might not be seeing the light in that person, but at least what you can do is bring yourself in alignment with Source within you. You can feel good about you. You can connect to your courage, to your truth, and you can express from there what's going on. But I would never say, if people, you know, are verbally attacking you, for instance, to, you know, pretend it's not happening. What I really meant was, if you're around angry, negative people, if you keep focusing on their anger and negativity, you will experience more and more of that. But you can see also the light in them and see how carefully they do their work or how much they care about their children. You can see positive qualities in them and not feed their negative behavior with your attention. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay.
The other question when we're talking about this is, you know, the anger and stuff. When we say to people to try to be positive and try to do the vibrational alignment and mm-hmm. bring the light in and things like that, one thing that we haven't discussed is when people hold it in themselves, that it can be stewing and brewing and mm-hmm. They can explode and say things that they don't mean to say, or that, you know, is very hurtful and that they would never have said in a thousand years.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're talking about that, when they're not connecting in vibrational alignment, or they're not finding the peace and the love that they need for themselves, this is kind of work on themselves. You can't change anyone else or force them, as you said, to change. This is for yourself, and when you bring positive change to yourself,
mm-hmm.
You're also bringing a healing to yourself and keeping a right frame of mind, which will change things around you in some points in time. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yes. That the only place you have power is in changing your vibration. And you just have to sort of have faith that through doing that, everything is going to be all right. You know, if you are at peace, it's more the feeling like, I'm going to be all right. My life is going to be all right, no matter what is occurring around me. And also, maybe it's time for me to make changes. Maybe it's time for me to leave these negative situations, and great good can come out of that.
Now, you were talking about vibrational alignment. You said the word power. Now, I think that's very important to bring that part across to our listeners
mm-hmm.
of in your work, how you are able to help them get control back of their lives or bring the power back into them to control their lives and work in their lives.
Yes. Yes. I believe, do you know what my definition of personal power is?
Explain it to our listeners.
Okay. My definition of personal power is self-expression with compassion. So to the degree you are expressing yourself with compassion, with an awareness of other people, their feelings, their issues, where they are at that moment, to the degree you express what you need, what you feel, what you request, without drama, with compassion and awareness, then you are expressing your power in the world. And, of course, it takes the form of creativity as well. People expressing their personal power, bake, cook, garden, paint, act, sing, dance, write, create music, whatever, you know, takes those forms as well. But with other people, you know, power is not an ego thing. Power is the freedom to express express what you are feeling in the moment with compassion and awareness. In other words, not withholding your truth, withholding what you need to say if that is the truth for you in that moment. That is not personal power. That's how I look at it.
That's a pretty good definition, I would say.
Thank you.
What results have people had from the different types of work you do?
Okay. Well, with the life coaching I do, and what I do in the life coaching is, in addition to dealing with issues in their life where I give them specific advice and things that they can apply, whether it's in relationship, career, or creativity, I give them the vibrational alignment experiences and exercises to do. And one of my clients who's been working with me for quite a while, she doesn't mind me using her name, she was a struggling actress in New York. She won the Princess Grace Award, which is given every year to young actors or actresses who are creating their own play. And her name is Nalaja Sun. And she's a wonderful actress and writer. And she had this opportunity to do her one-woman show, No Child, it's called, which is all about her experience as a performing artist in the poorest district in the Bronx in New York City, teaching drama to children that society has written off in a high school. And society has said, they're worthless. They're never going to be anything. You know, they're just written off, and they feel it too. And it's all about her experience of bringing theater and drama to them and how it opens up their lives. Well, what's happened with Nalaja, as we've worked together, is that she's become more and more successful, and she won literally every award there is, the Obie Award for Best Off-Broadway, 10 different awards in New York, as well as awards all over the country. She's done the show all over the country, and now she's moving into a film career and television. And, you know, we worked on continuing to bring her in that state of alignment so that she could manifest what she desires, and she is. So that's a beautiful thing to watch. And other folks I've worked with, let's say they're not in theater or show business, they're more regular folks dealing with business or relationships. Many people I've worked with have not been able to manifest relationship, and they really shifted their energy and began to start dating again and start having positive relationships, and many have got married and had children or long-lasting relationships. And these were people who felt it would never happen to them, that it was impossible. And then certain people I've worked with have really turned around their health and vitality, where they feel wonderful now. And one person years ago had a concussion and was in a coma for 3 months and was told when she came out of it she'd never walk again or talk again. And she did. I don't give myself credit for that. But she did work with me and become more and more in alignment and have a wonderful life. So, you know, people, we focus on what people want to focus on, and then they go into their lives and they manifest the creativity they want. Many have become writers, painters, dancers, actors, singers. Some have opened up their own restaurants. You know, the work empowers people to go for their dreams, to dare to be courageous and have what you really desire. So it just looks differently for each person.
That's really interesting. When we had talked earlier about your book, I highly recommend to our listeners the book by Richard Damien, Monk in the World. It's really a fantastic book and well worth reading in the time.
Thank you.
Richard, you had... when we were talking previously, you said you would recommend your book a monk in the world to the public, and I've already done that for our listeners. Why do you feel that this would be helpful to the listeners?
Because it gives people, in a very simple, specific way, tools that they can apply immediately in their life, whether it's improving their health, or I have one chapter, you know, how to move through difficult times and celebrate your life. You know, many people are in a bit of a crisis situation. I break down very specific things you can do, and people constantly report to me that they turn to those guidelines and apply it, and I feel that people don't want to be overwhelmed with a million things they have to do. They can look at the book. It's very simple. And if they just apply even three or four of the tools to their life, they will experience a difference. So I feel like it's easy to understand. You don't have to change your religion, change your spiritual belief. You can do what you want to do, be who you are, but you can have this enhanced experience of spirituality in your day-to-day life.
Now, when I'm looking at this book here, it says chapter titles include Transforming Fear into Creativity, mm-hmm. Honoring Your Emotions as Allies, Living with Your Personal Power, How to Move Through Difficult Times and Celebrate Life, Opening Your Heart to Receive Love and Secrets of Prosperity. Where can our listeners purchase this book of yours?
They can purchase it online. I'd say the best place would be www.barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com.
Now, how can they get a hold of you, Richard?
To get a hold of me, listeners can either go through my website and contact me there, www.richarddamien.com, or they can call me at 773-404-0996. And I do have voicemail 24 hours a day, so if I don't get back to you right away, just know I will within 1 or 2 days.
Well, we do recommend that the listeners go to the website and check Richard out and all his information there before calling, because that will take and help answer frequently asked questions and give you insightful information on Richard Damien. I understand, Richard, you are offering our listeners a $20 off a session through October 15th of this year.
That is correct. Anyone who emails me or calls me and says, I listen to you on Rosie's show, and I'd like to experience your work between now and October 15th, will get $20 off their session.
That is wonderful. Richard, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners that I have not asked you?
Ah, okay. I'd like to also share that in addition to the work we've discussed, that I also do intuitive readings on the phone. And I use tarot and numerology and intuitive counseling, and that I'm able to identify what people's purpose is in life. And we look at the next 6 month cycle, and I support people in making choices that are in alignment with their purpose so they can get the greatest benefit from the next 6 months. Sometimes it's dealing with relationship issues or investments or real estate or jobs or travel, and I'm able to very specifically and clearly deliver information and guidance so that people can attain clarity about where they are in their life and where they're going. And I also offer, for those who are in the town I'm in, I travel around the country, I also offer hands-on shiatsu with Reiki. And shiatsu is Japanese acupressure, which releases tension throughout the body and promotes health and well-being. And I'm also sending Reiki to you, so you're receiving the healing energy on a very deep level, which brings great balance and relief and more energy and vitality. So I can either work with people through coaching or through doing readings or through hands-on work if we're in person, and I also am hired to go into people's offices and homes to clear out negative energy, to bless the space, and to bring the space into alignment. Just like people being brought in alignment, our environment can be brought in alignment, and then things will work out better for us. So I offer many different things. And I also coach actors and singers on the phone and in person.
Now, Richard, it's been great having you here today, and I would like to ask you if we can have you back at another time.
I'd love it, Rosie.
Richard, thank you. It's been an honor and a pleasure to have you here today for our listeners.
Same here. I am honored, and I wish everyone the courage to dare to dream and to go for what they really desire. It is possible. You can have that.